Governor Matt Mead and a handful of Wyoming legislators are excited about an idea that they hope will create more jobs in the state and finally do something locally with the minerals and other sources of energy that the state harvests. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports.
Value added is defined as a product whose value has been increased by manufacturing, marketing, or processing. To put it simply, maybe you make something locally from trona instead of just shipping it out as a raw commodity as Wyoming currently does. For many years, politicians have talked about creating jobs and diversifying the economy in this way. But getting companies to Wyoming who can do that has always been tricky. Last year, Governor Matt Mead took a trip and saw a facility in Canada that made him think Wyoming might finally be able to develop value-added products.
An industrial-type park that would add value to our minerals, to our ag, oil, gas, trona. And we certainly have places in the state of Wyoming that provide a great opportunity to add value, create jobs.
Laramie Representative Kermit Brown is the House Majority Floor Leader. He says another product that could benefit from such a facility is rare earth minerals.
And rare earth is used in the production of everybody in here. It's got something that has rare earth in it, mostly in the electronics industry. So perhaps there might be a way that we start with an anchor tenant that's a rare earth extraction facility or the first raw processor. And then we work it through and work it through and work it through.
He says Wyoming needs to find a way to go beyond extracting minerals.
That someday when this place is mined out, we don't want just a mined out, smoking hole in the ground left and Wyoming's gone. So how do we replace that wealth?
The legislature has funded a study of what they call an energy mega campus. After visiting the Canadian facility called the Industrial Heartland Complex, they came back excited that a similar endeavor could work in Wyoming. In that facility, companies have flocked to the site to use the natural resources there to develop new products. Other on-site companies can then use those products to develop even more products, leading to a manufacturing center. Brown says that's better than just shipping raw materials.
Products that we extract from the land don't immediately leave. They don't leave on the first rail car going west or going east, but rather we have value-added processes. So when you come back to the mega campus, that's what you have. It generates jobs, it generates economic activity, and I've always been a believer that activity breeds activity.
In other words, companies in the mega campus will attract other companies. At the Heartland facility, 40 companies currently exist, and workers make an average of $150,000 a year. But before you start applying, Wyoming has a lot of work to do. Governor Mead's policy advisor Sean Reese says they need to identify and solve transportation challenges. They need to study and resolve land use issues, potential regulatory hurdles, and infrastructure needs.
Create an environment where businesses are going to want to come to Wyoming. Proximity to minerals, the low tax base, all of the conditions are here, so I think it could be a magnet.
Reese says the state might be best served to consider a regional approach to developing a campus. Companies could use Wyoming's oil and gas in one part of the state and hard rock minerals somewhere else. But the question is, could you really get businesses to come to places like Sundance or Rock Springs to do this? Those in the energy industry aren't so sure. The biggest reason is that nobody really understands the state's plan because nobody has consulted with them. Sean Reese.
Well, those are the conversations that we need to have.
Everyone in industry WPR contacted for this story said that they didn't know enough about the idea to comfortably comment on tape, but most were skeptical. One noted that if a glass plant wanted to come to Rock Springs, it would have already come. Still, Reese says he believes that if it's done right, companies will come.
You need to make a proposition that shows that it makes financial sense and makes business sense for them to be here. And again, if you can pull together all of those pieces to give them a full picture of the infrastructure, the taxes, the workforce, long-term commitment, I think that could be influential in a location decision.
Reese says it will take some study and perhaps some time, but ultimately, it's what Wyoming needs. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.